You're now tuned in to Cartier Show.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. You start off.
Hey, man, me back, man. It's Young C's tuning in, man. Man, I'm just going to put y'all hip on some stuff, man. My growing up in the hood, man. I grew up on East 7 Mile, man. But look, though, man, growing up in the hood is really tough, bro. You feel me? It's like hearing gunshots every night from getting your house broke in, from, you know what I'm saying, next nigga on the next block hitting on you because this and that. Walk home from school, all that shit, man. I remember, man, the first time, man, I met my nigga B Rizzo, man. It's at the gym, bro. It's kind of strange because, man, I was like about 12, 13. I kept asking him his name, man. And he wouldn't say shit. Then one day, bro, we just was hooping. We just met, bro. I remember then, after that, bro, just took off from there, man. We used to be at the gym 24-7, man. 24-7 shooting them shots up at the gym, bro. Remember we had our first game, man. I was 12. I was a young buck, man. I made the dude damn near fall. I didn't know I did, but I damn near shot the basketball to the top of the backboard. Whatever, man. You know, that ended off with a good story, though. You know, I ended up winning the championship that season, right, man? But shit. I remember, bro, we tried to go up to the gym, bro. It was just security. It was just man, dog. I ain't going to say no name on the podcast, but, man, he go by the name, you know, a coach. So he used to kick us out every day, man. Couldn't go upstairs, man. So you cross the hallway, you tell us to get out the gym.
Hey, man. My man's in them. Y'all gotta go.
Sometimes you just let B Rizzo slide though.
Bro, I'm
you on some bullshit.
I got multiple nicknames, bro. On this bitch, I'm Cartier.
Tell you Cartier, you ain't got no frames.
I'm not wearing them today, but they can't see my face. So when my face gets seen, I gotta wear the Carties. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do things. But today, yeah, I could be B-Dot Rizzo today because I ain't got the Cardis on, but usually I'm Cartier.
Bro, all I know is, man, being in the hood, bro, you learn a lot, man. You got to learn how to move because you never know. You walk outside that house and you walk off them steps, you either go get your head blew or you go get your ass robbed if you being at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's just facts.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I think we avoided all that shit because we was hoopers. And when you a good hooper in the hood, everybody know who you is and they ain't gonna mess with you like that. That's how I was. That's how it was for me, bro. Cause I used to hoop over there on DQ. Off of 7 Mile. And everybody on that court knew me from all the gangs, the killers. The young teen gang, all the knuckles going crazy, all them boys, they all knew me. So whenever something was going down, or like if it was some grimy dudes outside, you know, I could walk anywhere, you know, fearless. But I still had to keep my head on that damn swivel because you never know, somebody come up behind you, and you know, try to snatch your pockets just like Avante.
But no, man. Shit, like I said, bro, you just gotta learn how to move, man. Cause everybody from the hood wanna make it out, bro. A lot of people don't, and it's only a select few that do, bro. That's why if you got a talent, nigga, it don't matter what you do, sports, gymnastic, dance, whatever the case is, bro. You gotta take that shit and run with it. At the end of the day, cause it be a lot of talent that be wasting. It be a lot of stuff that be holding people back, bro. And that's just like with anything you want to do, you just got to get up and do it. You can't be scared. At the end of the day, man, that's like if you want to move somewhere far, if you want to move out, just do it. You can always hear people advice and opinions, but, bro, you got to deep strong. If you really believe that's the best option for you, you just got to get up and do it, bro.
I made a whole bunch of crazy decisions from leaving the hood. Shoot, I remember when I first got out the hood, you know what I'm saying, being around different people from all over the country, all over the world. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is all this shit? You know, I was like, I'm making a big decision trying to get the fuck out the hood and go to the Navy. And I'm like, bro, I don't know what the hell I'm getting myself into. And then I was just like, fuck it. You know, I already made the decision to get out of here. I might as well go at it full force. And, you know, just making that decision, it made me into the man I am today. Because, you know, because now I can go anywhere, bro. I can go anywhere and adapt. That's what it's all about. Niggas in the hood that never even left the fucking block or never even left the city, they can't go in. They really can't go nowhere without folding for real, because it's not what they used to.
Yeah, you gotta adapt. And it's like, bro, with the difference between us three and this, just on the podcast or just in this car, bro, it was that we always surround ourselves with people that was either older or that was already always doing something like in life, bro. Just like and involved with the church. So it was just that, man, you can't be a wave rider, bro. You gotta set the wave.
Yeah.
You gotta be a trendsetter, man.
Yeah.
Not a follower.
And this, bro. And I got all the dudes in the hood, you know what I'm saying, making money, you know what I'm saying, doing what they gotta do to make some cash. You know, it's a million ways to make millions. You know, selling drugs, you know, swiping. Those only a few ways. You know, it's a whole bunch of other ways. Is it harder to do? Yeah. Is it worth it? Yeah, it's more worth it, you know, than taking that risk. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot more worth it than taking that risk. I'd rather own a business and have to pay all them taxes than, you know, having to watch my back every time because somebody trying to steal my stuff, you know, for my crib. I got to watch my back because people on the other block hating on me because I make more sales than them, you know. It's just, I'd rather be legit than be, you know, illegal. Motherfuckers don't know this other ways out here.
Bro, the cookie crumble in many ways, bro. No matter what you do, anything negative that you do, the cookie crumbles in different ways, bro.
Yeah. That's how the cookie crumbles.
And it comes from everywhere, bro. That's like if you take a real cookie and you smash that shit on the ground, it don't all be in one place. It always gonna be scattered. And that's what's gonna happen. That's what happened in life, bro. When you always doing some shit, bro, and it all fall apart. Shit go everywhere, bro. Shit go left. Shit go everywhere.
Yeah. That shit crazy, man. But really though, like, I seen so many dudes in the hood who got all that damn potential. But they don't want to use it, or they rather use it on something else that ain't really going to better, you know, benefit them in life. You know what I'm saying? People could be doing so much stuff, you know. They just don't know about it, you know. That's why I think everybody need to educate themselves on the different type of hustles, different ways to get this cash out here, you know.
It really is.
You know, people know, if all you knew was scamming and swiping, you know, and doing little sales and stuff, and that's all you gonna do. You know, we got YouTube.com, we got Google, bro. You can figure out so many different types of hustles in this world, bro. It ain't even funny.
And it's like, bro, when you got a child, that shit, the stuff in life is just be different for real, because yourself in general don't come first no more. You see what I'm saying? You can't just up and always just up and leave or up and do something just because of yourself. You gotta think of your loved one.
Hell yeah, I remember I was talking about that in the last episode. It's all about my man getting a phone call. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Podcast, man.
Podcast.
Hey, hold on, I'm about to call you right back.
All right. Hey, Tiffany, we on the podcast.
But no, man, like I was saying, you got to put your family first for real, man.
Yep.
And you got to think about the stuff that you're doing, for real, because not only if you put yourself in danger, whatever you do, or whatever that you're doing bad, or whatever case is, bro, you put other people in danger, you put other people's lives.
Hell yeah, because the way I think the family, my family like a team, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say I'm the captain, but you know, if one of the players, one of the crucial, like, let's just say we on the goddamn Lakers, right? And then LeBron or AD goes down, bro. The rest of the team gonna feel that burn, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cause they really needed AD or LeBron. And then you fuck around and do some crazy ass shit on these streets, cause you only think about yourself. You gonna fuck around and leave the team butt ass naked. Cause if you got a job, or you the only one in the crib making some money, And then you fuck around, make some stupid ass decisions, end up, you know, dead or locked up. Who the fuck gonna take care of the fam? Mm-hmm. Your ass is through, bro. It's over. Either that, or it's like ain't nobody gonna, you gonna, nobody, you not really gonna, it's not gonna be the same, bro. The team not gonna be the same.
Man, I just feel like a lot of niggas out here, man. A lot of young niggas out here, man. They problem is, bro. Honestly, bro, you was raised with your mama daddy in the house, bro. And you want to raise off survival, bro. Don't be out here in the streets, bro. Because, bro, that's the dumbest way to get it. That's the quickest way to get out of this world, bro. You're dead or in jail, bro. It's like, bro, people is so afraid to be they self. Like, they try to portray the image that they not. Because they scared that their natural self is not a, it's like lame, bro. It don't matter, bro. You know you a nigga that don't be in the streets. You know you just a nigga that want to play video games. Just listen to music. Just do that, man. You ain't got to try to be all in a mixed crowd or all in a line, like, to make yourself known, bro. That's the thing. That's what these young, a lot of young cats' problem is, bro. They want to be so tough and shit all the time. It's not about being tough, bro. Sure enough, bro, I'm 19, bro, I'm saying. I hung with niggas that did, I'm saying. I hung with niggas that was tough and shit. But, bro, sitting there, bro, I'm walking away from situations more trying to fight because, bro, it's not that serious of losing your life. If you know y'all, you can start to fight, but you know somebody ain't don't got no intentions, bro. You know what I'm saying? What's the point of fighting them, bro? Because, you know, you say it's not going to end well, bro. It's like violence is not the way to shit, bro. Sometimes you got to walk away from shit, bro, try to prevent shit because a lot of stuff be really killing each other for real. That's why I don't believe in Black Lives Matter because it's Black Lives Matter, but yeah, we kill each other for real. Like, we can't go nowhere. People don't know how to act. Why does it we only feel safe and warm? Because we don't feel safe in our own city and we black. That's a damn shame that we got to send our kids to war and get an education because black people ain't doing well. Or we don't feel safe at nighttime to go to war and go to the gas station because in our city, we killing each other. It's too much stuff happening nowadays. We got to open your eyes. A lot of people don't open their eyes, bro. Like, all that playing is out the way, bro. You can't be playing out here. Anything is not a joke. Yeah, I crack a lot of jokes. I was cracking a lot of jokes on the previous little clip. But everything is not a joke, bro. And people low-key don't. That's the main reason why people be fucked up. Because people, they do stuff. And then when stuff happen, when karma come back, they be looking all stupid. You can't be out here robbing people, killing people, scamming people out their money, doing fraud. But then when your mama die, your lights get cut off, or you get shot, or somebody almost robbed you, you wonder why it happened to you, bro. Karma is real, bro. That's why 8 hours a week, I pray at least 4 times a day because it's too much stuff happening out here, bro. This is a real spiel. It's too much stuff happening out here, bro. Okay, bro. I believe in God, bro. I really do believe in God. I seen God work magic too many times. God got me through high school. God saved my sister on life support. God saved my mama before. It's a lot of stuff that you got to realize out here, bro. It's more than just trying to be tough or be the next person up, bro, or because if somebody got a chain, you got to go take it or you got to get them chained. You know, it's not about that, bro. Life ain't all about fighting nobody or trying to be a dang or having a gun or anything like that, bro. And say, you said you want a gun, man. Go to the gun range. Go get some lessons, man. Go get your CCW, man. You say your CCW, bro. All that nonsense need to chill out, bro, because, nah, it's like, you living in Detroit, bro, see that, bro. You're going to get your act together or you're going to be dead or in jail because people's not playing, bro. Like, bro, you listen, bro. I'm not a street dude, but, bro, I know this for a fact. You live by the code, you're going to die by the code, bro. So all that. And then a lot of people don't know for real, bro. I hate a lot of false claiming, bro. All that blood gang stuff, man. You know you're not running with that, bro. Don't be doing that in your posters, bro, because people die over that, bro. People really die over that blood and crib stuff, bro, because, you feel me? Mm-hmm. People be trying to do all that junk, and they know they're not affiliated with that. You know you're in the blood and crib, bro. Don't do it, bro, because people really die over that, bro.
Yep.
People really be down over that. And people say people be out here joking and stuff, bro, throwing up gang signs. You know you're not affiliated with that, bro. People in Los Angeles and Chicago, actually, that's their everyday life and junk, bro. And we got kids here in Detroit want to throw up fours and fives or say they from Blood Game or O Block. Or stop saying that, bro, because people really die over that, bro. Like, people be really down over that, bro. You got to stop saying stuff like that, bro. People really be, that's their everyday life, bro. You know what I'm saying? Nonsense just gotta stop, bro. People just gotta open their eyes, bro. And then it's like, bro, people, they just love the city, bro. It's no reason, bro, you're a drug dealer, you doing whatever you're doing, bro, get your hustle on, bro. You want to spend $7,000, $8,000 on shoes or in jewelry at the mall, but you gotta come back to 6 Mile or 5 Mile or Finkwood or Linwood or a bad, dangerous place. Not, we gotta come back to East Side, come back to Chalmers, come back to the projects. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's no point, bro. If you spend this on shoes, you should try to get out the hood, bro, because, bro, it's nothing here in the hood but trouble, bro. See, you don't get your act together, get killed, or get, or be locked up, bro. That's how Detroit go, man. It's a death trap for bro. It's a nice city. You know what I'm saying? You got nice stuff downtown. Don't get me wrong, but, bro, this is one of the top five murder rate cities, bro. So if you out here portraying something that you're not, bro, I'm telling you, bro, we can get real in these streets for real, bro. A lot of people, bro, they want to be throwing up gang signs, but don't know the meaning behind that stuff, man. People need to chill out on that stuff for real, bro. Most kids, bro, I hear kids say it all the time. I got a friend, man. I ain't going to say his name, but, man, he always talking about some, man, a school like this, school ain't that, bro. It is, bro, because you need to go to school. Sometimes you need to know for real, bro. It's sad because it's people out here that's 18 years old, bro, and don't know the stuff they need to know for real, bro. It's people out here don't know their area code, bro. How you don't know your area code, dude? You're 18 years old. You feel what I'm saying? That's real life stuff you need to know for real, bro. A lot of people need to go sit down and read a book. A lot of people don't read, bro. They don't read. They don't listen. I feel like social media is the most biggest distraction, bro. Because they got a lot of stuff on there that's just brainwashing everybody. They got government conspiracies on there. They got little stupid little stuff on there that make you feel like God ain't real and like that. But don't let nobody, I don't care what you believe in, but don't let nobody trick you out of God, bro. Because why you think we put here on this earth, bro? All that little, the government killing off our black people, that's not real. That's nonsense, bro. Somebody put that on. That's nonsense, bro. But you can go ahead and speak, bro. That's all I had to say, bro. That's real, bro.
See, young dude, youngest dude in the car, we're spitting the realest game, man. We gonna go do a quick little ad, dog, you know what I'm saying? We'll be right back.
Because this shit just happened the other day.
We back in the whip, man. And we got Mar. He's got some things that he got to say to these lazy men out here. What's the deal, man?
Man, it's just stuff in life that for a man, you got to learn the essentials, man. That's what changing the car tire. That's what changing the car tire. Fixing up things around the house, man. Doing everything. To be honest, for real, man. Like a car tire, like for example, like if your tire go flat, it's no way, bro. If my tire go flat, it's no way I'm just sitting in the car about to call somebody up to fix that boy, and I know how to do it.
Speaking of that. Let's go to Lifesaver Roadside Assistance. We do tire changes, jump starts, lockouts, and fuel deliveries, man. Hit me up 24/7, 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying?
Back to you.
All right, man. Shout out to my man for the Lifesavers. But like I was saying, there's no way I'm finna be sitting out there and not changing my tire, bro. Like, it's only a quick... Like, people, when you hear stuff like you need to go get an oil change or you got a flat tire or what... It sound hard, but it's really the easiest. It's really the easiest. Like, people don't even know for real, like, with a head, with, like, a tail light. All you doing with a tail light is going in the back of the trunk. You know the thing that protect, that got the walls on the back of the trunk? You tearing that part out. And all you doing is taking some screws off. You taking the whole back headlight, backlight out. And you just put screwing the bulb. Unscrewing the bulb. That's the same shit you doing it for the light bulb to go out your house. Go out in the room. You just changing the bulbs.
I think, dude, they think it's a car, so it's like, man, I can't even touch this, dude. I'm gonna mess it up. People be scared. People scared to do new stuff, man. That's what I noticed, bro. You can't be scared to be like trying to figure out new things in this world, man. Cause that's how you stuck. That's how you get stuck in the place that you in. If your ass always, you know, somebody tell you, hey, man, try doing this, man. This is a good way to do it, to get this done easier. But you so used to doing it the old way, like, that's an easy way to get you to make you stay in the same place and never grow. All you doing is doing the same thing you was doing yesterday, and you're not getting your growth potential. You're not trying to max out. You're not trying to be the best you could be. You're just trying to be the same old dude. You know what I'm saying? The same old belief system. Like, niggas ain't trying to, you know, do nothing new with their life or do nothing better. All they know how to do is get a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to start a business. Try to do a side hustle, you know? Try to do something that you're doing your own. You know, try stepping out. Try stepping out of your comfort zone. That's what a lot of people can't do. You know what I'm saying? I was talking about earlier, like, people can't really leave a city. Because they leave the city and they go somewhere with a bunch of white people, they'll be scared to even talk because it's just, they just so different.
Yeah, it's not they type of lane.
Yeah, it's like, But, you know, if you want, if you really trying to, you know, make it out here and do real good, you got to figure out how to talk to anybody, man. Because, you know, I mean, you can't just, you can't only, you know, be around black people in the hood your whole life, because you really, you know, that's really not the only people in this world. That really, that they really only make up like 1%. The other 99% of the world is like untapped money that you never even heard of, bro. Because if you, like, if you, if I guarantee, if you a rapper or you sell clothes or something, all you doing is, like, and all you want to do is cater to, you know, the niggas in the hood and stuff, you know. All right, you get a couple plays on YouTube or something, you know, a couple million. But look at The Weeknd. Look at the nigga Drake. Look at Future. Look at all these rappers that be, you know, crossing over doing this new stuff. Them niggas be getting billions of views because, you know, they went outside their lane to try to tap into a whole new fan base for real. It's like, you just got to try new things, bro. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, man. And that's just what, that just go back to what I was saying about the, you know, about just knowing the central stuff to do in life, bro. Like, I had somebody over there come and fix the plumbing, fix the sink or whatever. It only took him about 3 or 5 minutes. I told the dude, like, bro, you only unscrew some bolts and all that, and then you only screw some bolts from the sink and then put it back, bro. That was easy. I could do that. Basically, what I'm saying is that you got people that do plumbing, all that. If you know how to do all this stuff, you will save way more much money, because what you basically doing is you paying a man $500 to be a better man than you, bro. That's facts. So all that tire flat, bro, I'm about to call AAA to come grab, bro. You could be doing that shit and been on the road 3 minutes from now, bro. Waiting 30 minutes and all that. Bro, you really paying the nigga to be a better man than you, bro.
Yeah, it's real easy to change a damn tire for real, bro. I mean, I remember I had my tire went flat. I, like, right in the middle of the street, bro. It was a red light. Before the green light was on, I already had the tire off, ready to put the new tire on. So it's like, it's really easy to do, like, the basic things. It's just people don't really know them. It's either because, like, sometimes, you know, people don't really, nobody ever taught them. But it's like, in these day and ages, bro, you can go on YouTube.com. You can figure anything out. Niggas just be too lazy to try to figure out how to do shit.
Exactly.
They think they stuck. They, like, if somebody gets stuck in a hard spot, they think it's over. They're like, oh, bro, it's over. I'm just going to have to get a new fucking car. Like, what?
No, man.
Niggas just crazy, man. But, yeah, man, doing the basic essentials as a man, bro. What's another one? Like, you know you got to wash your ass. Can't be coming outside stinking. Like.
Man, all essential shit, bro. All, bro. All jokes aside, real blues, bro. Real R&B, bro. What I'm saying is, this is what people got to know for real. When having a family and you being a man, you having a wife, kid, whatever. People don't know this. This finna be something I'm finna school y'all with. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but look. When there's a man and a woman and a child in the house, right? Who y'all think the most important person in the house is?
It's the baby.
Who you think the most important person in the house is?
Man.
You think it's the man?
I don't know what he just said.
You said who the most important person in the house? You got a man, woman, and a child. Who the most important? Woman. You saying the woman?
Exactly.
Bro, I say it's the baby.
But listen, you want to know why?
Why?
Because life is like chess for real, bro. You got the queen, bro. And chess or checker, whatever. With chess or checkers, bro. Chess. The queen is the most powerful piece because the queen can move anywhere and everything. The king has to protect the queen at all times.
All right.
To basically for her to make it through in life, bro. That's like your family. You gonna make sure they straight. You gonna make sure she got the baby, got everything, and more importantly, that she okay, bro. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why you, for example, it's some job, mainly 9 times out of 10, with women jobs and dude jobs. Why you think the dude jobs pay more? Why you think, for example, like WIC and child porn, all that, they always favor the women because, bro,
they know a man can have a income to really take care of himself for real. They don't, like, how the system work, they don't expect females to really, to really be able to take care of themselves, or it's just struggle. That's why Section 8s, mainly women have them. You never go see a dude with a Section 8 for real. Oh. Either that or he go just be homeless, because, bro, that's how it is. Well, like the weak shit, bro, if you was to leave right now, bro, why you think in court, bro, you used to be married, right? You leave, you got the roadside assistance. It blow up, it go be. Y'all divorced and y'all married. If you don't make your wife sign that prenup, it's wraps. You gonna have to, all the stuff that you got owed, you have to break her off a piece or give to her. That's how the system work. They favor the women. That's why I tell you, the woman is the most powerful piece, bro, in the house, bro. That's who you always want to keep. That's who bring the family together, bro. I'm telling you. Ask anybody, they'll tell you that's the most important piece.
I said it was a child, because at the end of the day, you're going to be passing all the shit that you learned down to your son or your daughter, you know. And they gonna be the next generation. I'm thinking about the next generation. But the woman is a real important piece. I think all pieces are important.
Because, for example, bro, that's what I'm saying. Because it's like, I know the child is important, because you might not, bro, like when you have a child, you never know. Yeah, you gotta pass that shit down. You gotta pass it down to them. But you know how when you have a child, they might wanna do their own thing. Cause you know how some kids. You got some kids that don't like living in their parents' shadows.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's like for LeBron's son or whatever the case is. He already got attention on him because who he is. That's why LeBron even said he regret naming his son that, because he LeBron James Jr. So people already expect him to play basketball, do good in school, go to college. They expect him to hoop already. So it's like his identity, he has to hoop. Or they go like, well, he don't hoop, woo, woo, woo. That's like, you see Michael Jackson's son, Biggie's son, all of them, bro. They expect all of them to rap or do whatever they do because of who their peoples are. They really never had their own lane.
Yeah.
So, it's just that, bro. That's how you, the way, life is like chess for real, bro. You got to make sure that queen always good, bro. I'm telling you. Because that's the most powerful piece on the board is the queen.
Yeah, that is the most versatile piece. King can only move in, you know, it only move in a certain, only one space at a time. The queen can move all over the board.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That shit is crazy, bro. You know, we gonna try to get into another ad, see if they let me get one this time.
Bitch, shit, you gotta get Soulja on this bitch. She gonna have me trolling.
Soulja gonna be lying. Hey, we back. We about to talk about them damn hoop stories from back in the days. You know what I'm saying? That's what we used to do every day. That's how we connected. Me and my boys out here, man. You know what I'm saying? I got one of my hoop stories right now, man. Shoot. It was a hot ass summer day. We up in the gym. We got basketball practice for Chosen Generations, you know.
All right, where's she going?
And my coach, you know, my coach was a slime ball. He used to have all them damn females with him. This particular female, I guess he stole her cell phone or something. And, you know, she told her pops, and her pops came up to the gym. You know, the funny part about this was this. It was about 90-something degrees outside on this hot-ass Detroit day, bro. We in the gym sweating bullets. And her pops come in this hot-ass gym with a damn big-ass sweater on, but on them fat-ass lumberjack jackets. This dude come in there with the big sweater. I'm like, and him and his daughter just sitting there waiting on my coach to get done with practice. So, you know, we just sitting there. We sitting there running. We're like, oh, coach, my girl just came up here with some other dude. We over here. We still running and shit. And then practice gets over, right? My coach come to me. He like, hey, Cartier, man. Hey, come. You need a ride home? I'm like, dude, I live right around the corner from the gym, bro. You don't need to give me no ride or nothing. He like, nah, man. Come, I'll give you a ride. So practice get out, everybody head to the crib. My boy Marbino and my boy C, they live right down the street from the gym. So they see everything. They see his car that's right there at the corner, and they see me getting into the car. Well, so we trying to get into the car, and you know, her pops come down to hit to coach car, and he like, hey, dude, need to get my daughter her phone back, bro. He like, bro, I ain't got her phone, man. I ain't got it. So they keep going over this and over this and over this over and over again until he try to put his key in the door so he can get in the car and drive off. But I guess her dad knocked the keys out of his hand, and as he goes down to pick up the keys, my man pulled a gun out of that fat lumberjack jacket and pointed out. I'm like, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm like, I was like 14, 15, bro. I'm sitting there with my hands up like, dude, don't shoot me, bro. I got nothing to do with this. I was getting ready to run, because if he would have shot him, I would have ran off. So the coach, you going to shoot me in front of my players? And at that point, I knew the only reason he wanted me to come there to the car with him so he could use me as bait so he wouldn't get shot. And I was like, man, this dude playing some dirty games out here in these streets.
He used me as a pawn.
Hell yeah, he used me as a pawn. That's why ever since then, I was like, dude, I ain't rocking with coach no more. That's why I had to get off the team the next season. Yeah, that was it for that one. But I know they saw it. I know the two dudes in the car with me, they saw it because they was right there on the porch when everything went down. I went straight over there and told them everything that happened. That joint funny as hell.
Yeah, I bet you serious matter though, man.
Yeah, man. That's like hood drama, man. Stuff like that happens every day too.
Every day basically, man.
And a lot of times people don't get to walk away from it, but I was just lucky I walked away.
I seen everything on the mile. I seen people get their cars lit up on fire. Ugh. I seen people get knocked off of motorcycles.
Yeah, I remember you told me that. Them car crash cops.
Hell yeah. I know one thing about Detroit. This is a saying in Detroit. Most people don't know the jump, but when you coming down the streets of Detroit, especially like a main street, man, when you speed demoning down the street trying to do 80 and 90, just know it's somebody on that other that cross street is somebody on that other side is about fast as you, bro. Trust me. Yeah. If you trying to speed up and down that bitch, you will crash.
Yeah. And I don't know how many times I see a car with the front of the car crashed up, ate up. Like, dude's priorities messed up. Everybody wanna be speed dimming down the street so they can look cool and look good for the girls. But then you end up smacking your car, and now you ain't pulling no girls with that hoopty you driving.
Why you think the insurance is so high in Detroit? Because people really smack your junk and leave, bro.
You know, it's a whole trap if you live in Detroit, bro. That's why people don't want to live in Detroit, because the insurance high. And then you mess around, you don't got insurance with your car, and you know what they do? They suspend your license. And then, but you still got to go to work, though, so you can pay to get some insurance. But then when you get enough money to pay to get your insurance, you get pulled over by the police, but you got to suspend the license, so they arrest you. Now you got to pay for that. And then it's like a never-ending cycle, because you never make it out on top. You always got to pay some bills, or you always got to pay for insurance or something else, and you still, like, you can't never get your license. You can't never get no insurance. That's why most people in Detroit don't really got insurance. So if somebody crashed their car, they probably speeding off in that joint, and nobody really getting really getting nothing fixed. Crazy.
But like I said, as far as the hooping, bro, I mean, I had my run with the hooping, bro. I feel like if I really tried, bro, I could have took that shit and ran with it.
Oh, everybody in here could have.
What I'm saying is, man, it's a lot of talented people in Detroit. I don't know why the basketball team so trash, but it's a lot of people in Detroit that can hoop. But it's like I don't, people be so caught up in that street life, bro. They be missing out on so much, bro. And they be letting people in the hood stop them, bro. I could count about 10 people on my 10 people on my hand that could have went to the league, hands down, bro. I can count on my fingers right now.
Oh yeah, I know some people that went to the league and then they end up messing it up because they couldn't get out the streets.
So it's like, bro, you hood, bro. If you a hooper, bro. All I can say, bro, never put that ball down, bro. Just look at that junk as your life. Every time you put that ball down, bro, that's like putting your life away, bro.
Yeah. You stay out the street. Stay away from them.
Bro, look at that coon, bro.
Oh, it's a fat raccoon out here. Watch this. Yeah, Yeah, that boy running away now.
Yeah, bro, they be having the coons out here, bro. That's how I know I really made it, when I'm out here with deers and coons and shit, bro.
Talking about, bro, they have raccoons in the hood. What you talking about?
They don't be having no deers on 7 Mile.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, like I said, man, you just got to keep going with this. You just got to keep going, bro.
Yeah, I remember, I knew, like, when I stopped taking hooping seriously, you know, because I was kind of, when I was a kid, I didn't know what I was going to do with after I got out of high school, because it's like, because I didn't really believe in the college stuff, like, you go to college and get a career, or I didn't really want a job, I just wanted to be rich, but I didn't know how I was going to get it, so I tried to do the hooping stuff, you know, and eventually I had to come to a conclusion, like, bro, this ain't going to get me, I don't take it seriously enough to get nowhere, bro. That's why I put the ball down for real and just got a job. So it was like I just made my priorities, you know, to getting money instead of, you know, trying to do the hoop and stuff, because I knew I wasn't like I could have made it to the league, you know, but it was just like I didn't push myself hard enough to do it. And it was just like, you know, I just didn't understand, like, you know, the playmaking of the game. It was hard for me to understand all that stuff. But, yeah, though, I had some crazy stuff. Bro, Chris, you got some DQ stories?
No, not really, man. I just, like, with the hooping junk, man, I feel like some of y'all could have went somewhere, man. I mean, it's just that the system we was in, man, it's like, man.
Oh, yeah.
The culture, the people that we used to work out with, man, they, you know what I'm saying, they pushed us, but they wasn't really, like, really interested in that junk for real, like, bro. Most people that make it to the league, they have personal trainers and stuff like that. I ain't had nobody push me like that for real. You know what I'm saying? I realized shit. You know what I'm saying? I got off with a rough start because once I got expelled in 7th grade, bro, and I had to go to my other school, or my brother's school, bro, his school wasn't a bad school, but it was like a school that wasn't known for sports. And you know how they go to high school. They already got the team picked out. 9th grade, I'm eligible. 10th grade, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of eligible to play. You know what I'm saying? 10th grade, I had the grade, but I just didn't go to training. So I don't know. My 11th grade, my sister was sick. But I feel like the best experience of my basketball is not school, because it's like AAU, because AAU got kids from all over the place, man. You know who you might play, man. You might be 12 playing some 1,800 kids, man. It's the AAU, just with the experience, man. I remember 9th grade, man, I went out of town, man. Even though we lost 5 games straight, man, but it was just the experience, man. Saying, no offense, man. We was in ninth grade playing in the 12th grade league, but man, you saying, it was just the experience, man. I mean, we lost them games with hard fought lost games, man. I mean, a couple games we got blew, a couple games we lost by couple points, but like, man, when you're saying with the hooping thing, man, it's like, bro, you got to be consistent, bro. You can't have fun with your friends, but like, bro, you can't go to homecoming sometimes. Sometimes you got to just take, when your friend come out of party, you got to be in that gym, bro. If you're not in that gym, bro, you're going to fall off, bro. You got to want that shit, bro. If you don't want that shit, bro, you're not going to go nowhere, I'm telling you, bro. And my problem with the basketball was, you know what I'm saying? It was just that, man. I'm gonna keep the boat with you, bro. Once nigga low key start get his first piece of, you know what, man. I was going crazy, man. I was ditching basketball to go over girls' houses. Man, I used to tell my mom all the time, man, I'm going to play basketball the whole time on the other side of 8 Mile, man. with skeezers, dog. I used to walk the Hamtramck and shit. All types of stuff, but man, the basketball, it's like, bro, it's kind of hard for real, because like, bro, it all depends on really your culture and who gonna push you, bro. Because like, you can push yourself, but bro, you ain't got no self motivation. Nobody in your ear telling you to go do it, bro. You gonna give up on yourself, bro. So if you don't got a big support system, bro, you're not gonna make it, bro. And it's too many distractions in Detroit, bro. It's like we used to spend, okay, at least 4 hours in the gym every day, hooping, playing basketball, practicing. But when we go back home, man, true enough, it was basketball, but it was females on the block. It was late nights doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? When you get older, bro, you start losing love for the game, bro, because you know what I'm saying? Girls come in your life, you start lose your virginity. You start doing stuff that you didn't do when you was younger. So you're like, man, if a girl say come over and it's 6 o'clock at night, man, you skipping that basketball practice to go get some cheeks, man. That's just how it's gonna be, man. And once you start getting your little first couple bodies, man, you just say, man, forget it, man. It's like, and then once you realize, when I realized, bro, my 10th grade, when I'm playing high school, bro, about 80, bro, I just like, man, it was like, well, my parents told me, like, you can play basketball, but you have a plan B. Basically saying, like, if that don't work out, so you got to start getting finally to get some money, man, because I'm saying that basketball stuff is not, I mean, it can be 1,000 hoopers, but everybody ain't going to make it, bro. Like, it's only a slight percent chance of making it to the league, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it all started at a young age, bro. That's just like anything, basketball, dancing, whatever it is you want to do. But I feel like at a young age, instead of parents be telling they kids to, like when they pick up stuff, bro, instead of telling them put it down, bro, you want to gas them up at a young age, because if you got somebody, if you tell your parent, I want to play basketball, right, and they not, and they be like, well, you could do basketball and all that, but you know that school is important. Bro, they, and you tell them they, I guess, a slight chance and all that, you giving them bad vibes. They not finna make it to that, boy. They not finna make it to the league because, bro, you been instilling that junk in the mind world. You been putting in their mind world. School is this, school is that. You been preaching them, and it's like you telling them they got to be able to do this. Like, they got to be able to do this. They got to be able to do that instead of gassing them up. So, it's like, that shit go both ways for real, bro. So, it's like, bro, that's what anything they do, bro. You got to gas them up, bro. That's like my daughter. She pick up anything, I'm a gas her up. If she want to be a dancer, I'm a gas her up. If she want to be a basketball player, whatever the case is, I'm a gas her up. I ain't going to tell her, well, you can do this if you don't play. Well, you can do this, whatever, but you know, school is this, school is that, far enough. But I feel like with me with school, everybody got their different opinions on school. I feel like to me, it's a trap of them all. It's like you going to school for about, what, 12 years? You get out to go to college to go to 4 more years. Yep. Then if you ain't got no money, you're going up there. Basically, you going up there and you don't, like, if you're not going up there for no scholarship or anything, that's why a lot of kids get lost, bro, because they go up to college, don't know what to do. They only going because they people's, you need to go to college, or you got to go to college, or you got to do this. And I just feel like, man, it matter what you do outside that school. It don't matter. Like, when you're in high school, it don't matter about the 4.0, the Madam Cum Laude, the Summa Cum Laude. It don't matter about all them accolades and all that shit, bro. It matter what you do outside, bro, because it's a lot of 4.0s, and it's a lot of them that was smart as hell in high school, but, bro, they not on top. You see what I'm saying? That's why as far as these people that's rappers, singers, dancers, whatever the case is, bro, most of them, they don't got no diplomas or nothing, bro.
Nope.
That's because they were so determined to be a rapper. They were so determined to really grind and eat, bro. So it always it depends on what you're doing outside of school, for real, bro.
Yeah.
So, man, I feel like that school junk is only important when you're doing shit like when you want to be a doctor or an engineer, or you want to be a scientist, a mathematician, and all that junk, bro. As far as you want to be play basketball, bro, I feel like, bro, you just do the best as you can in school. You just want to do the best you can to get you by, bro, because as far as this, I don't be getting that saying either, bro. Like, for example, when they say you shouldn't put your eggs all in one basket, the late RP Kobe Bryant said this, bro. When they asked him that, bro, like, it's like they asked him this, bro. He said this. They used to tell he said when they told him to put his eggs in, that he should put his eggs in a different basket. He shouldn't always put his eggs in one basket. What is wrong with if your eggs break in that basket, remake it some more and taking them all with you or whatever the case is? So it's like, man, you gotta be grind with that shit, bro. And on top of that, man, and far as being self-employed for it, bro, I feel like most people, bro, We in the era where, bro, you really ain't even got to work for nobody no more, to be honest, bro. You can really make money off anything.
Yeah, it's the gig economy, dude. You can make money off yourself. If you got a cell phone in this world, bro, you should never go broke, for real.
That's your money maker right there.
Bro, yeah, you spent thousands of dollars on it. You might as well make a couple thousand off of it. That's how I see it. Like, it's so many ways to make this money, bro. I'm in the stocks. I got the Uber Eats shit. Like,
as long as I got the cell phone, I can make money from anywhere in the damn country or the world, for real.
But it's like a lot of people be so programmed on, bro, go to work. The only way they go is if they paying this much an hour or whatever the case is, bro.
So it's like, man, if you want to chase it, bro, if you, man, I feel like with the COVID, anything can happen, bro. That's from the people that's either higher up, people that have had businesses and lost them, everything. Anything happens. So it's like, man, it's really, is it really get to eat or get ate? For real. Hit me for about $700. I rep 4-1, Keys throw them sevens up. While you waiting in line, the cop new J's, I'm waking up early, breaking down whole things. I'm a bag holder, rubber band stack folder, souping up cash, got bands in my cup holder. I spend a nigga stash on the fist, somebody call the ambulance, it's a car on my wrist. Get money, live lavish, if we ain't got it, that's cause we had it. Fuck a pair of buff shit, I spent that on a mattress. Just so your hoe won't hurt her head doing backflips. You can smell the work through the vacuum sealed plastic. I'm plugged for real, you niggas cop from the niggas down the street. 32 O's a kush, give me 250 a piece. You can't cash it, but you ballin' in them tweets. We the niggas in the club, you be seeing posted up, rockin' all that damn.